Yeah.
I am going to do Dante Creates 50 random questions. Because there are so many questions, I am going to try and go through these kind of quickly for me. And not get too bogged down with rambling, but no promises. We'll see how long this ends up being. Okay, number one. Does anyone in this community know your real name and identity? Yes or no? No. Number two. Do you have a crush on a member of this community? Yes. Yes, I do. Number three. Who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? I think the question is, who wouldn't I have sex with? And I probably shouldn't say that. They know who they are. David Tennant. Number four. Have you given or received anal IRL? No, I have not. Number five, would you rather give or receive oral? That's a really tricky question. Right now, at this very moment, I would rather give. But ask me again a different time and I might not answer that the same way. Number six, what is your favorite tag? Who has one favorite tag? There are so many. When I first started to think about this, of course I couldn't buy a cat. I couldn't think of any, and now I have too many on my mind. A favorite is sleep play. Number seven, is there a tag you'd really want to try writing or recording? Assuming that I haven't? I don't know that there's anything I have, any tags. Maybe. Actually, I didn't see that one before. I will have to think about that. I've tried a lot of tags. And, I don't think so. Number eight. Are you a member of the Mile High Club? No, I am not. Number nine, have you ever fucked in a car? No. Well, no, not technically. Number 10, do you gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla content? That really depends on my mood. Most of the time I'm kind of vanilla to medium. There's gotta be a better word than medium, but on the spectrum of vanilla to rough, yeah. But once in a while, I get kind of the itch for something rougher. Yeah. Number 11, does anyone in your real life know that you write record here? No. No. Number 12, what is your favorite ice cream flavor? Again, difficult question. I am going to say pumpkin. I know there are people, the pumpkin haters out there, but hear me out. I know that there's pumpkin everything, pumpkin spice everything, and blah, blah, blah. Fine. You don't have to try it. You don't have to eat any of that. You can continue to live your life pumpkin free if you like. However, if you are going to try one thing that is not pumpkin pie, I implore you to make it pumpkin ice cream. One of the good ones, obviously. But, oh my god, it's so... So, I was actually talking to a coworker about this today, so it's on my mind. It's just the perfect creamy and spicy and fall treat. Love it. Okay. Anyway, number 13. Do you pronounce aunt as aunt or aunt? I believe you have your answer. Number 14. Name your favorite video game, if any. God, there are a lot I could say. I don't really play a video game as much anymore. Stuff on my phone, like Words with Friends and all that stuff. I used to play Mario a lot. And I was a pretty big fan of Plants vs. Zombies for a long time. I know, it's weird, but it was one of those relaxing things, that I got quite into for a while, so that one. Can you juggle three balls for 1 minute? No, I cannot. No. Okay. Number 16. What is your single best talent? If you can't think of one, of just one, pick a favorite. Of just one, how about I can't think of one? I will say I'm a pretty good knitter, but if I had to pick a favorite talent, I think that would be making people come with my voice. Number 17. What direction are you facing right now? North, south, east, or west? Oh, geez. I am facing east right now. If you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged? The wall, I think. I'm trying to figure out, like, how far I could throw a brick. Probably not very far. I'm gonna go with wall. Let's see. What is your alcoholic drink of choice? I don't know. I'm having a mudslide right now, so I guess that's my current drink of choice, but, something sweet with Kahlua is good. Or sometimes wine. I'm not really a beer person, but anything else is fine. What alcoholic drink will you never drink again? I will say, I don't know. I don't have any, like, oh, I'm never drinking that again because I drink too much kind of thing. I don't have any aversions to alcohol that way. Sambuca. Ugh, that stuff is disgusting. Or Jaeger. Anything that tastes like black licorice. No, thank you. Let's see. 21. Can you / do you drink alcohol straight? For example, whiskey, vodka, cognac, or rum with nothing else added? Nothing. Not even ice? I can. I don't usually. Occasionally I have bourbon. Oh, sorry. I just kicked my cat accidentally. He's fine. I didn't know he was under the table. yeah, sometimes bourbon. But usually, at least with a bit of ice or something. 22. Have you ever had drunken sex? If so, how did it go? I have. It was fine. I don't know. It was less good than non-drunken sex, I guess. I'll put it that way. Number 23. Favorite sex position. Ugh, so many difficult questions. Favorites. I'll say cowgirl. Least favorite position is... boy, I'm really breezing right through these, aren't I? I'm gonna go with anything standing. Because I'm short, and usually there's a height issue, and it just never quite works out very well. So, standing positions are not for me. 24, are you currently a dom, sub, or a switch? I am a switch. Definitely. 25. What are you doing? Okay, I don't know what the cat's doing. Sorry. What am I doing? Do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference? Opposite. I'm bi, so the opposite of that would be, I don't know what that would be. I'm gonna assume you mean like it would be M for M, I guess, would be sort of opposite for me. And yes, I do. I think they're really hot. I don't know why, but I do. They are. So there. 26. Have you ever had a same-sex erotic experience IRL? If not, would you want to try one? I have not, but yes, I would like to try one. yep. Okay. 27. Do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? yeah. I think so, at least certain parts of human anatomy. Have you ever been to, what is that, Bad Women's Anatomy? So something like, there's a subreddit, Bad, I think it's Bad Women's Anatomy or something to that effect. And it, oh my god, I need to stop reading it because it just makes my skin crawl sometimes. Okay, anyway, number 28. What brought you to this community? I like to listen to sexy audio stuffs. And there's lots of it here. Number 29. What keeps you here? Many things. People I've met. Feedback from listeners. Positive. What was I going with that? Kind of creative. Doing creative stuff. That I never expected to do. So, yeah. Number 30. If a laid-back family member, if I had any of those, found your account and heard your audios or read your scripts, how would you describe why you do it? Oh my gosh. I think I would try to play on the creative aspect of it, and less on the sex aspect of it, because that's the awkward part. But, I mean, people know that I like to read, and getting into sort of the script and story part of it, I would try to explain it that way. as far as our orgasms, I don't know. 31. Can you whistle a tune? If so, please whistle a tune. Obviously, I'm going to say no, because I don't want to whistle for you. I can't really whistle. I mean, but that's about the extent of my whistling. 32. Can you use chopsticks? I can. Not very well, but I can feed myself with chopsticks and try not to embarrass myself too much. But I'm not great at it. I need to practice more. 33. Do you say soda, pop, coke, or another word to describe a soft drink? The only time I say coke is when I'm talking about coke. Coca-Cola. No other drinks, because that's just weird. No offense, but I usually say pop. Occasionally I will say soda for some reason, but mostly it's pop. 34. What was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic? I have no idea. I don't go to that many concerts. I'm not really a concert person. I mean, I have been to them, but God, who knows what it was. It seems like eons ago. 35. Have you ever punched another person hard in the face? No, I have not. Have I wanted to? Number 36. Have you ever kicked a man in the balls? No, I have not. Have I wanted to? Number 37. Do you vote in your country? Yes. Yes, I do. Why or why not? Because I can. And I should, and everyone should, if they're able to. If you have an election where you are, please, 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 please vote. Please. Number 38. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Oh, my screen just went to sleep. Hopefully you're not asleep also. We're almost there. Okay. Number 38. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Yes or no? No. Number 39. Broccoli. Yes or no? Yes. Number 40, butter or margarine? Butter. Butter, 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 butter. Yes, yes, please. 41, vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore? Do not explain. Why not? What if I want to tell you all the benefits of whatever I'm about to say? That cracks me up. I'm a carnivore. And I will not explain why. 42. Favorite cartoon as a child? Oh, I don't know. Probably something Disney. Mickey Mouse, I think, was a big favorite. Winnie the Pooh. I don't know. Yeah. 43. Do you think cheaters will always lean toward cheating? Well, that's kind of a non sequitur. Although this is a random question thing, I suppose. I don't know. I think some people will lean that way, if that's how you want to call it. But I don't necessarily think everybody is like that. 44. What is your favorite part of sex? The intimacy. It. Yep. 45. Performers, use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds. Silly. not always. I mean, once you get into it, then it's fun and it can get pretty hot, but initially, when you're still thinking about what you're doing, and feel silly. Writers, has a script ever made you immediately want to write one that's better? No. I mean, I've read things that I would have written differently, but I've never been like, oh, I can write one better than that. Nope. 47, vagina eaters. What is your best technique for driving women crazy? I don't have a technique yet, so I'm looking forward to hearing or reading some answers to that. 48, cocksuckers, what is your best technique for driving men crazy? I don't think I should reveal those secrets. 49, do you currently have a stuffed animal or action figure? If yes, mention one item and why you like it. I have lots of stuffed animals in various places. I have my first teddy bear, which is really old by now. And he looks quite the worse for wear. Actually, I have my first two teddy bears because, yeah, one of them has a music box in it. And I think it played Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I'm not sure. I should see if that even works anymore. They look kind of, they've seen better days, but so have I. So, yeah, that's why I like them. Okay, and number 50. Ooh, we're at 20 minutes. That's not too bad, I guess. 50. Think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on? I did a bit of Googling, not very much. Not because I couldn't think of any landmarks, but all the ones I could think of are tall, like the Statue of Liberty and the Eiffel Tower and different skyscrapers, and I'm afraid of heights, so none of those things is gonna work for me. I think Stonehenge would be pretty awesome. I don't know, I just feel like there would be really cool energy going on there, and it's kind of out in the open, and so it would be a public thing if it were to happen, which is also kind of hot. So that's my answer. Thank you, Dante Creates, for this list. It was really fun, and I look forward to hearing everyone else's answers. Bye.